This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the story of a man who runs a turtle sanctuary out of his Manhattan apartment. First, though, the weekend capture of Saddam Hussein is news everywhere, but it holds particular significance for Iraq's neighbors, such as Saudi Arabia, Oman, and Kuwait. They belong to an organization called the Gulf Cooperation Council, set up 20 years ago during the Iran-Iraq War to work for regional stability and resist outside interference. The council's secretary general said this week that the capture of Iraq's former dictator should help bring greater stability to the region. Khalid Al-Ma'ina is editor-in-chief of Arab News. That's a prominent English-language daily that covers the Arab world. He joins us from his office in Riyadh. Mr. Al-Ma'ina, thank you for joining us. And how do you assess the reaction to the capture of Saddam Hussein just throughout Arab nations?
Well, I think it's a feeling of relief that this dark episode will end now with the capture of this man who caused so much harm and pain and anguish, not only to Iraq, but to many people around. In Iran and in Kuwait and in Saudi Arabia. So I think the general feeling is that of satisfaction.
Is there a view as to whether or not he should be tried in an Iraqi court or in an international tribunal? I know the Iranians have said that they would like to pursue charges against him, and perhaps Kuwait and Saudi Arabia would as well.
I think the Iraqis should have first go at him. And at the same time, I think there should be an international tribunal. And then those countries that feel that they have also been hit by him should have a go at him.
You know, this Gulf Cooperation Council that was set up 20 years ago expressly says that it resists outside interference. And there is certainly ambivalence throughout the Arab world to the U.S. invasion of Iraq, even though many Arabs don't like Saddam Hussein at all. Will the capture of Saddam Hussein change the standing of the United States in the region because he's such an important symbol and, in fact, a real presence?
Well, he's a symbol for many people who unfortunately had misguided notions of nationalism and patriotism. I don't think so. There was a gentleman yesterday who said, I'm so sad that he has been caught by the Americans. I said, what do you want? He said, I wish he was caught by Iraqis. There are some who feel upset and insulted that the Americans got him first, but this is, as I said, false pride. But it will not change anything because the United States is present. It is there on the ground, and I and many and millions of Arabs feel that the United States can be a harbinger of justice and can provide a solution to the Iraqi problem.
There's a cartoon in your newspaper today, at least it's on your website, and it shows that picture of Saddam Hussein's mouth being examined by a dentist during that medical exam that's on that famous videotape. And the caption for the cartoon is the person looking in his mouth is saying, still no weapons of mass destruction.
The United States had given so many excuses for the invasion. First, it was weapons of mass destruction. Then it was him being dictatorial and freeing the Iraqi people. There was even talk of freeing the Marsh Arabs. But there are many who say now that the United States is already there, there's no need of talking about ifs and buts. And the fact is that there will no more be a tyrant like this, not only in the Middle East but elsewhere, because people have had enough. And I think the United States should help Iraq form a government, a democratic government, set up some systems and aid the Iraqis, and then you see leave.
President Bush has also been talking a lot recently about what the war in Iraq and the overthrow of Saddam Hussein can mean for democracy throughout the region. How are people reacting to that?
The Arab states are not repressive like many other states, but there is a need for more representation. But President Bush's words would have been taken with more seriousness, because when President Bush talks about democracy in the Middle East, people immediately turn and say, okay, when you give democracy to us, let it be an all-encompassing democracy, and that should also include the 3.5 million Palestinian people. So if the United States pushes for a Middle East peace plan that gives Palestinians the right of self-determination, believe me, I think President Bush and all Americans will become heroes in this part of the world.
Khalid Al-Maina is editor-in-chief of Arab News and English Language Daily, covering the Arab world. Mr. Al-Maina, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, sir.